Paige Gordon. Paige, hi.
Hello, Beck. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. These dance classes sound like so much fun. Who did you design them for?
Okay, so theatre dance classes that I teach here at Lifespan Dance are based on the Dantzfeld-Parkinson's methodology. So they have research-based benefits for people with Parkinson's, but also they have application to people with other conditions that may limit their mobility, such as MS or other conditions that, you know, as we get into our senior years, start to impact our confidence in our mobility. So I found that there's like a broad section of our community that these classes really appeal to, and therefore we have a kind of a diverse range of people that are attending them.
So do people need a dance background to come to the classes?
No, not at all. People are very welcome to bring their dance knowledge and history, whatever that may be, to the classes. I do have a number of participants that have been superstar ballroom dancers in their youth.
Mm-hmm.
So they bring that dance experience, that lived dance experience in their bodies. And that's amazing. But also people who perhaps have never had the opportunity to take a dance class have been really enjoying them as well.
So they've got, these ballroom dancers have excellent frames.
They do, they have incredible frames. But also ballroom dancers have incredible abilities to pick up sequences and direction changes really quickly. So you can tell. I mean, the body keeps the score with movement. So people bring a history of their own use of their body and particularly dance knowledge to these classes. And I find that absolutely fascinating.
Oh, absolutely. Like, there's a physical memory that can then, I guess, in the same way that music kind of triggers memory, I imagine that physical movement as well can bring back memories of the past for some people.
Yeah, absolutely. And the research shows that there is, you know, complete evidence that certainly through music and movement, that memories can be brought forward to the present day. But dance classes have that special X factor where, particularly if you're learning a routine, you're kind of practicing concentration and you're practicing that ability to memorise things. So this is really important as we get older and we start to kind of not have that same kind of concentration strength that we might have had when we were younger. So it's really important, and these cognitive skills are, assisted during picking up a dance routine as such.
You're tuned to Artbeat, and we're talking to Paige Gordon about Lifespan Dance and the accessible seated dance classes they run. Can you delve a little bit more into the Dance for Parkinson's methodology? Maybe if we can find out a little bit about how Parkinson's affects movement.
Okay, so I'll just start with your first point. Dance for Parkinson's was established in Brooklyn in New York 21 years ago, through the Mark Morris Dance Company. And in fact, this year, Dance for Parkinson's Australia is celebrating its 10th anniversary because it's come to this continent 10 years ago. And it came to WA about 7 years ago, and we started classes at the WA Ballet Studios in partnership with Parkinson's WA. So the classes have been rolled out for about 7 years here in WA. So there is evidence-based research on the benefits of movement for people with Parkinson's. Movement starts to become something that's less controlled due to the impact on the brain. So keeping the body moving and drawing on memory is a really important part of establishing that, you know, strengthened concentration. So the other thing that happens with people with Parkinson's is their social connections start to diminish. So Dance for Parkinson's is a really beautiful way to continue those social connections based on a shared joyful experience of moving your body. So the seated dance classes, you know, establish a really safe and supported space where people can bring their body on that day, because some days your body does what you want it to do and some days it doesn't. So it's a really nice space to come to, so people can practice the physical benefits of dance, also the cognitive benefits and the strength and concentration, as well as have this terrific social experience, because, you know, you have a chat about the dance moves that you liked or the music that you liked, or, you know, you have an opportunity to get into like what they call the flow state, which is kind of where you can focus wholly on your body and your response to the movement around you and the people around you. And you really become a dancer in the space, not necessarily a person with Parkinson's. You become a dancer in the space. So that recognition of that creative side of yourself, when you're facing, you know, a diagnosis like Parkinson's, can be a really wonderful refuge and a really wonderful place to go in terms of enlightening that creative side of yourself and connecting with others.
And of course, it's not just for people who have been diagnosed with Parkinson's. Anyone is welcome to join in these classes, and they do have immense benefits for all kinds of people, whatever your situation. Where can people, if people are interested, where can people find your classes?
Okay, so people can just jump on the website, lifespandance.com. We have regular community classes rolled out in various parts of Perth and the Peel region. And also we have an outreach arm to the business where we can bring practicing dance artists to your space or your community and run a dance class for you. So we've had a lot of classes in aged care, retirement villages, social centres, Probus clubs, senior centres. So it's a really wonderful opportunity because Lifespan is adaptable and can respond to the community needs. So, yes, studio classes and outreach classes, we love it. We're also really interested in seated dance performance opportunities. So we've had some successful performances at the Mandurah Arts Festival over the last 2 years, and looking forward to some more seated dance opportunities in the future.
That sounds amazing. Like, keep an eye out for seated dance performances in your local area. That sounds brilliant. Paige, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure, Beck. Absolutely lovely to speak with you this Friday morning.
That was Paige Gordon from Lifespan Dance telling us about their seated dance classes. What do you reckon? Is that something that you or some